regular business. Now we'll move on into old business. And our first case under that is case number 9,925. It's a variance from separation requirements between multifamily structures. Actually, we got to 25. Well, we'll just do one at a time. I guess we got two of them. How would we handle them, Mr. Burrow? Our counsel on that? Just better take one of them at a time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just have a seat. You're not allowed to. The public hearing's closed, but you can certainly stay.
Okay, gentlemen, this is the one down to Bethany Beach. 9925. Daniel, where they had the first one. Let's see. The deck, it's not enclosed. Heard the testimony on it. This is where we have the kind of permit they called again.
This is one of the builder was against, right?
Post permit.
Yeah, the builder was at that time. He came in.
He was against it too, right?
The first one he was. Yeah, he didn't come in on. He came in on this one here.
The developer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
on this one
developer
here.
On this one here.
In opposition.
He was in opposition, I believe, on this one. Yeah. Yeah, he came in. He did, and then also on this one here at that testimony. We heard, I think, the president saying that they were contemplating about coming in and asking for what if they have blanket, coverage to do them all with. But then, I don't know where that, we know where that went at. But then we have a builder here that went in and got to just post permit for them and went in and built it. But unbeknown to the people, which is a shame.
Point is, this is what the guy was doing.
I think this is, we also hear that, well, we can't, I shouldn't say that yet. We'll get two or three coming. Did we get a chance to look at it again? Did
we
you
had five against us one night. And three letters for it.
For it, yeah, on this first one here, did. Now these are on the inside, gentlemen. They're on the outside, they're okay. These would be the first ones that would be that are in the inside of this. Council, what was that? That we were going to get to look at? Did you or you tried to for something about what was that?
I tried to find out whether or not if the yards were designated as common elements.
That's right.
And I frankly wasn't able to find the right page. The guy that was the developer said they were, but I wasn't able to find the right.
They were, yeah,
paperwork.
I thought they were.
Now, that wouldn't be dispositive one way or the other. That'd be similar to the restrictive covenants, you know, in a private subdivision where we would say, well, we can't, you know, even if we approve your deck or your encroachment, we can't change the restrictions. So it would be the same thing here. Even if you approved the deck, if that was common elements, I mean, it would be a violation. They'd have to deal with the condo association, I guess, or the other owners.
Oh, okay.
But the condo association supports it, correct? According to the letter.
I don't have my notes with me, Mr. McCabe. I remember there was somebody here from a management company, and I couldn't figure out. I don't remember if he was the same as the condo association or not.
It says
seems like he came in and one of them approved it and one of them objected or something.
Yeah, the main one never approved it, and this other guy was...
The manager, maybe.
Yeah, it was two different people agreeing to it. One...
That's what I asked the gentleman the question about. Yeah, the president of the board had, or something about it. They didn't. When they sent anybody to get it approved, and they approved it, but then they found out about the 40-foot, but they didn't tell nobody else until after they had it done. So, yeah, it was. One was saying good, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it was all, it's everybody there that not together. You know, they all need to get together. But at the same time.
The two letters that I'm looking at, one of them is from... they're both from the Property Management Association. One of them is—they're both from the same individual,
right?
And they both approve it.
I know one's from
They're both are on the seat, on the property management's letterhead.
Yeah.
One appears to be from the Architectural Review Committee.
But again, they're both signed by Jeremiah Wright, I guess. I don't know who he is, but...
Yeah, okay.
And,
yep.
You know, the condominium association strongly support, and the Architectural Review Committee supports it. So
if we approve it, they won't need a blanket because everybody else will be putting one on and expecting it.
Could be why they're waiting too.
And if we deny it, then they have the opportunity to come in and request a blanket. If they request a blanket, would they be able to include these?
I don't know that this would be susceptible of a blanket kind of a variance. I mean, if they really wanted them, the thing to do would be go back and amend the condominium documents and draw them all in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they're drawn and filed with steps,
right,
but no deck. So if they wanted to do something like that, the right way to do it would be to actually amend the declaration plan and actually show decks on there. The blankets that have come before this board have been very unusual, and they're typically the mobile home parks where they didn't have lot lines, and they've discovered years later that they've got encroachments into setbacks and buffers and things like that. I don't know that I would look for a blanket from something like this.
No, I think it's what he said they thought they would. That's why I don't think he made a firm commitment. I don't know. Is there any further discussion?
The builder that night, he lives he's against it.
He's very adamant that he was against it, yes.
He's the one that...
They call him developer to distinguish him from the guy who went out and built them without the permits.
Right.
I mean, that's
developer.
That's why I think of when you say builder. Yes. The developer was here and he opposed him.
Yeah, the developer.
Okay,
developer.
Okay.
He was on this one, but he wasn't on the other one. I don't know.
The only thing we got to make a decision, we're going to open the door or not open the door.
A lot of them won't need variances, depending on the size deck they put on.
A lot of them won't need them anyway.
Yeah, farther down.
Right.
Because it steps
and it may not be. Yeah, that's it.
But raises the question. You approve the variance for this one. Well, the others that want the same, that could put the same size deck, but yet want a bigger one because they think they can get a variance. I don't know. Tough decision.
I feel the trouble.
I think we have potential to open the door to problems in the future, but one statement in the second letter that Mr. McCabe referred to says the board of directors of the association has had a standard developed for that purpose so that all owners in the community could have a deck constructed at the rear of their homes and could enjoy the outside space. I'm not sure I understand that.
Creating their own standard, it sounds like to me.
They don't have it together.
They so, made a decision that they can go ahead and do that.
So this letter is stating that this deck meets their standard,
mm-hmm.
Right? If they're in favor of this,
that's what it sounds like.
Yeah. What it sounds like that they're in favor of it. It meets their standards. That's what I read it.
Have you already sent a letter to the...
Not yet. I do when I do the findings.
Gabe, then how do you feel?
I'm totally confused, you know, with all the paperwork we got. How many... You know, we don't see the distance between the third deck from there. Where's the point stop where a person can build a deck without a variance?
See, these are the first two on the inside. They've got them on the outside. These are the first two that's been done in there. They're going to do five, and then there's six, maybe the most.
The thing about this one, with it being the first unit on the and that the two condominiums are the closest. If we grant this variance, the opposing or opposite condo would have to have an even a greater variance to have the same deck.
They're on the opposite side,
yeah. On the opposite side of it.
But going the other way.
Going the other way.
It would clear up quickly.
Yeah, it would get,
yeah.
It would get
12-foot difference between the units.
Unless they wanted bigger decks.
Mm-hmm.
Inch and mile scenario.
Yeah.
Well,
you know,
when you look out there and you see you have more space, well, why can't I build more?
I might as well use it up.
Right. So you got two decks are 10 foot apart, and so
like
the others go, well, shoot, well, we have the same thing. Make a nice straight line. Mm.
I'm glad everybody else got confused in reading all these letters. Can you read, like, you picked up one point, then, you know, Mr. K picked up another point. I got confused because what the guy said, they didn't tell nobody. So it's confusing.
And there could be a safety thing here, too.
Yeah, that was concerning.
That's the reason for the 40 feet.
Huh?
That's the reason for the 40 feet.
I mean, if you ever get behind there with a fire truck, no problem.
So that was an issue that was raised.
They have long hoses.
Well, John, do we want more time, or do we want to think on it a little longer, or review the letters again, or what do we? What do we want to do?
I'd like to table it till our next meeting.
Okay. Do you want to make that a motion then?
So moved.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and second by Mr. Workman that we will table case number 9925 to our next regular meeting, which will be the 15th, October the 15th. All those in favor of the motion, give usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, the motion so carried. Okay, the next